bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Kylie Carpentieri. President Joe Biden gave his State of the Union address Thursday evening, aiming to make his case for a second term in office and warning voters that Donald Trump would be a dangerous alternative. The State of the Union address is not only a national tradition, but is also written in Article 2 of the Constitution, saying the president shall, quote, from time to time, give to the Congress information of the State of the Union. The nation's oldest president opened his address with this pressing issue.
Not since President Lincoln and the Civil War have freedom and democracy been under assault at home as they are today. What makes our moment rare is that freedom and democracy are under attack at both at home and overseas.
Audio provided by CNBC News. Biden showcased other issues he hopes to fix, such as tougher immigration, lower drug prices, ban on assault weapons, as well as a push for action and aid to Ukraine. Army Sergeant Intelligence Analyst Corbin Schultz spent over a year sending sensitive military documents, weapon systems, and missile defense systems to China. Schultz is accused of using his security clearance to download the classified U.S. government records. He then sent them over to an unnamed individual claiming to live in Hong Kong and allegedly obtaining $42,000 in the process. The sergeant was arrested Thursday and was charged with 6 counts. The charges are as followed.
Today, a 6-count federal indictment was unsealed, charging United States Army Sergeant Corbin Schultz with conspiracy to unlawfully communicate defense information, unlawful export of defense articles to China, conspiring to unlawfully export defense articles to China, and bribery of a public official.
Audio provided by NBC News. Court documents also detailed a months-long exchange between Schultz and the unnamed individual, who asked for specific documents to which Schultz complied in exchange for thousands of dollars at a time. Former President Donald Trump lost a bid to delay paying an $83.3 million civil defamation judgment to writer E. Jean Carroll. Trump was found liable for sexually abusing Carroll in May of 2023. He had asked Manhattan federal judge Lewis Kaplan to delay the judgment until after he rules on post-trial motions in the case. This judgment is one of 3 civil damages awards against Trump, who owes a total of $540 million to the New York State Attorney General, as well as Carroll. Trump is still on his way to being the Republican presidential nominee for the 2024 election. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Kylie Carpentieri.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out The Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.